What's the alphabetical order of states? Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas. In a church play, that's an insult. I know. Arkansas and then Arizona, right? Right. I-H-I-J, can't, no. Arizona, okay, then Arkansas. So you got two states and then you get to Arizona. Does the first objection go up when Arizona is read? It should. Based on what's happened in Maricopa County. Of course, you can't get heads or tails. No one knows. I mean, we know. But legally speaking, nothing has been adjudicated. It's not been one single trial. It's not been one evidentiary hearing. There have been summaries of cases submitted. That's not a trial. You don't get to actually present witnesses and evidence or what have you and ask questions and cross-examine and do the stuff that you see on Perry Mason or on Law & Order. None of that's happened. It just hasn't happened. And people that are saying they've had their day in court. No, they haven't. You know, in the Bush-Gore case, pretty much the same thing happened in 2000. And the only day in court that was actually granted was when the case finally went to the Supreme Court. And that's when Bush's lawyers, including, I want to say that a couple of Trump's lawyers, or at least one of Trump's lawyers, was in on that team, actually got to present their evidence. And then the Supreme Court went, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I don't think that is constitutional. I think we're going to have to rule against these votes being counted. And they did. And the rest, as they say, of course, is history. This one is not played out this way. Now, a couple of things that I thought we could talk about here today. One of them is this. Now, I don't want to go negative Nancy on you, but I know people that are Hoosiers, that are lifelong Hoosiers, and they're sending me private text messages and emails and signal messages and what have you, and telling me, King dude, there's no way the guy that we know as former governor, former congressman, former talk radio host, Mike Pence, there is no way he is going to pull the trigger on delaying anything that you expect. I'm going like, yeah, I'm not going to count those. There's no way Pence is going to do any of those. If anything, he'll get up there and he'll pull what he usually does, see Religious Freedom Restoration Act and the yellow-bellied, cowardly manner in which he presided over the repeal of that in Indiana because Apple and PayPal and Dell Computer threatened that we're not going to send you any more business. Yeah, go ahead and try and lock an entire state up. And, of course, the RFRA ultimately was repealed, and the day the battle was won by the Tranny Mammies and the Rainbow Purification League in Indiana, and the stage was set. That was mostly Pence's doing. You know, Pence had asked for, if you'll remember, and then had signed the, so the shorthand for it is RFRA, Religious Freedom Restoration Act. You can look it up. In 2015, I want to say, or maybe 2014, state of Indiana passed this. And basically what they were saying was, look, if someone doesn't want to bake cakes or make flower arrangements or host pizza parties for lesbian and sodomite bashes, claiming that they're married or whatever, married in air finger quotation marks, then on religious grounds, they don't have to. In the state of Indiana, we respect that. Just as if someone wants to host the lesbo bash, well, then they can. But you can't make them do it. And, of course, the Rainbow Purification League swooped in and said, oh, no, that is just simply not going to work. It's racist, it's sexist, it's homophobic and everything else. We won't do any business here. And remember, it all started at some pizza joint, not Mystic Pizza. I always forget the name of that place. But it began with the pizza guy, the pizza family that said, Yeah, we don't want to host the sodomite wedding nuptial celebration at our pizza place. But look, here's our friend. He's right down the street. We've already talked to him, and he has said he is ecstatic to make pizzas for you. Rainbow Purification League, Nazi commies that they are, so we want you. Now, just imagine this. Was it Memories Pizza? So somebody in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat, where I hope you will go in today, says it's Memories Pizza. That kind of rings a bell. Whatever the pizza place was, this is what began this that entire debacle in Indiana. And if you'll remember, this spilled over into North Carolina. Remember that the Rainbow Purification League got its modern, we have come for the children, we will not take, no, and we will not, the demons are ascendant, they've come for the children, they will not take no for an answer. This all began when Pence was governor, about the same time that Pence, well, it didn't just begin, but the recent ascendancy, the power grab, real big power grab, happened around the time that Mike Pence was presiding as governor over the state, great state of Indiana. And instead of being the hero of the RFRA, instead he was the goat. And instead of standing by what the legislature and the Senate and then the governor had signed and the people of Indiana wanted, and they had axed for the RFRA, what did Pence do? He basically said everyone, including him, that had voted for it, advocated for it, and then he that had signed it were racist, bigot, homophobes. And he'd all apologize, get on their knees, throw their rainbow prayer mats down, and face Berkeley, California, or wherever the sodomite god Baphomet statue was parked that day, and beg for mercy and forgiveness. So I completely understand you people saying, especially you Hoosiers who have been burned by Pence, saying that, I don't trust that guy, King Dude. He ain't going to do it. Remember back in 2010, Miniature Police, Scott Brown going to do it. We got Scott Brown and the GOP is coming back to repeal Obamacare. Scott Brown is going to do it. Well, Scott Brown didn't do it. So, we begin with that. Now, yesterday, do we have the clip? I think we do. Yeah, you got it. Digital media found number 4. Now, I'm just going to play this for you because Pence says, we're going to get our day in Congress on Wednesday, let me assure you. Now, look, again, you guys have been dealing with this dude. He's been in politics since, what, the mid-1990s, I want to say. Wasn't he elected in the Contract for America wave in 1994? So here is Pence yesterday on the subject.
And I want to assure you, I share the concerns of millions of Americans about voting irregularities. And I promise you, come this Wednesday, we'll have our day in Congress. We'll hear the objections. We'll hear the evidence. But tomorrow is Georgia's day.
All right. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. We're going to hear it in Congress on Wednesday. Now, does that mean, let me just give you my view. Here's what I think. That means that he's simply going to allow, he's going to say, okay, a member of the House of Representatives in writing as an objection to Arizona, so noted. Is there a member of the Senate that has a similar objection? Yes. Oh, okay. Senator Hawley, so noted. Per the House's predetermined rules and what you all agreed to, we will now return to our respective, you will now return to your respective chambers, and the clerk in each House will read the objection, and then there will be 2 hours of debate, then you can vote on it, and then you'll come back and you'll tell me whether or not to proceed. That is how it is supposed to happen. So you'll get to hear it. We'll cover the whole thing here tomorrow on the Crusade Channel. Well, I had the whole thing live as it happens here. Now, if he just does that, well, then he's just fulfilled his promise. Well, we'll have our day in Congress. Okay. He doesn't have to do anything other than go like, oh, hold on. Let me. Oh, the wind's blowing up. Yeah. Yep, says right here, you can do that. That's legal. Yes, that's right. And I'm going to send you now into timeout. You go that way. You meet for 2 hours. You guys huddle together. Come back and then tell me what you decided. Now, it is possible that Nancy Pelosi could attempt to change the rule. Shannon, I do not believe that is possible, because she would have to get McConnell, because it says joint session of Congress. It does not say House of Representatives. Now, she may be able to change the rules or to have the rules of debate. Well, we already know that there's a rule in the House of Representatives where you're not allowed to say sir, ma'am, man, woman, daughter, son, nephew, niece, aunt, uncle. We all know this. So, well, maybe you don't know this. This is just so preposterous and so ridiculous. But you know what? That's what the cult of death does. Because cult of death pursues things that are unnatural, folks. They're not natural. Contraception, artificial contraception, is not natural. It does not occur anywhere in God's created green earth. Anywhere in the natural world does not occur anywhere in the plant world. It does not occur anywhere in the Lion King's great circle of life. It only occurs where man has the free will to actually commit the abomination that God has said you shall not commit. Now, I know a lot of people go like, you, are you saying that my thing? I need to take the pill. I have to do this. We're poor. Dude, I'm not going to argue with you on that today. We can have that discussion on another day. But it is completely unnatural. All of these things that belong to the cult of death are unnatural. If man were actually allowed to had the courage of his Christian convictions and would actually think about these things, none of these things would ever become law. And if they did, they would never be tolerated. No king could ever get away with this. No duke, no archduke, no queen, no one in any monarchy would ever get away with it. They wouldn't even attempt it, because they know they wouldn't get away with it. So, there's so many variables to this. I'm just laying out what could happen. Now, this is interesting to me here on the Mike Church Show. 32 and a half minutes now past the hour. The only reason I'm giving time checks today is because we have a countdown to destiny tomorrow at 1. You know, we ought to have the big thundering clock on our website and everything. Countdown to the brawl, the thriller in Manila.